welcome to the doghouse here on this dark, dreary night in Manassas, Virginia, on ntnradio.com.
Hello, everybody.
I'm just looking out the window. It looks as gray as the curtains.
It looks as gray as it has for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's the 40 days, 40 nights here. I saw a movie on Sci-Fi about that, and once again, Sci-Fi Channel comes through.
Except there's no vampires.
The one I saw didn't have vampires.
Oh, okay. Well, the one I saw had something to do with vampires.
Oh, that was at like 40 Days of Darkness or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, this was about rain. Lots of water. Flooding things. That's what we got here. Lots of rain. Last couple weeks has been horrible. Horrible. So much to talk about.
So where do you want to start?
Well, I wanted to start about the air jets you were talking about.
Oh yes,
why not? Let's do a little off the motorcycle because off racing. If these are true, we might see them in racing. Normally, innovation comes from racing.
Yeah,
this is going to be maybe the opposite.
They were inspired by Rossi kicking people over.
I doubt it. Rossi's never kicked anybody over, except that lady, Mark Marquez, a couple times, probably a few other people, but never. Hardly ever happens. He didn't intend to. I think that's the key words.
He didn't intend to. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm trying to get Warren riled up early today.
Nah.
That could work?
Nah.
I tried.
Yeah, but, you know, this could very well work in his favor. It might get him an extra few years of track time. And what we're talking about is that Bosch, the auto industry leader in safety devices like traction control, anti-lock brakes, that kind of stuff, has come up with an idea to involve air jets on motorcycles.
When you look at the picture, you go, well, this doesn't seem right.
Yeah, the picture looks counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Because they have a bike on a big lean angle, probably more than 45 degrees.
Oh, yeah. It's like MotoGP lean angle.
Yeah. And on the outside, pushing the bike down, is a jet of air shooting out like you would see in a space station adjusting its course of action.
I really like that. Anything you start going sci-fi on me, I like that.
So it'd be like a big psh, psh.
I can just see it psh, psh, going into the turn. Psh, psh. But you don't get to control that. It does it by itself.
Yes.
I don't know if I like that.
So what they're saying is that without enough lateral traction in a lean, a crash ensues and the bike spills on the road, quote unquote.
Uh-huh.
Because you're losing traction at the edge of the tires.
Yeah. Well, that's all true.
Yep. However, the air jets could change this, officially called the Sliding Migration Research Project. Bosch envisions a sensor that would detect a slip, and once the slip starts, it would release gas to push the bike harder into the pavement.
A lot of times when I start to slip, I release gas and poo. And poo's slippery, just to let you know.
The intent is that it creates a bigger contact patch because it's pressing the bike into the pavement.
Theoretically, yes. The picture I see is that it's a drawing, obviously, but it's got the guy going over gravel, and I'm not sure how pushing the bike into gravel or loose materials helps.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I guess maybe they're saying if you push down hard enough, the gravel will stay put and tire will go around it and still hit the pavement.
That doesn't make no sense.
I'm not 100% sure. And I mean, they got it on a sport bike. I couldn't imagine. Well, Harleys, you don't lean that much, anyways.
Not that much, but I will drag the pegs more than a few times. But yeah, I don't think it's going to reach a cruisers because they don't. I mean, we don't lean that heavily.
Yeah.
But Bosch is also working on some other things too.
I'm listening.
Including adaptive cruise control, so it means they'll have a radar to slow you up or speed you up to stay in traffic. A collision warning system. Dummy, wake up! And a blind spot recognition.
For bikes. That's for bikes.
Yeah.
It's cool that there's innovation, right? I always like innovation. The jets might be, you know, sometimes things happen and you go, what the hell are those people thinking? And then you see it in practicality and you go, wow, that's pretty genius. The jets might be.
Well, I can see that if they pull this off in racing, that would be, you know, the first step. If it works in for the racers, then I can see it flowing downhill.
Yeah.
I just don't see this as something that's I would take off onto the street.
Because you're also going to add weight to the bike.
Air doesn't weigh anything.
Yeah, but the jet to push it out, plus the gas.
It's just a Venturi tube and a holder for gas. It's kind of like you.
You're right. I wonder if you could take it directly from the seat. From the seat to the air. From the seat to traction. That's what I'd call it. Fart control. Yeah.
Fart maximization.
Yeah, that'd be something good. I don't
a lot of potential energy in that fart.
It looks cool. The concept's really cool. I don't know if we'll ever actually see that. I didn't think I'd see Ken get a fifth wife, but hey, who knows?
Or sixth
or seventh, whatever number he's on. So
we'll put a link to this article in the post. And,
maybe.
Well, that's the intent.
That is the intent. We have all good intentions here. Yeah, that'd be interesting. I like the concept. Anything to give you more traction is good, right? But a jet, all of a sudden you're in the turn, you're starting to lose it, and it goes, and pushes you in. I don't know. I would have thought it pushed the other way and stood you up, but I guess that's bad too, right?
Yeah, because if you're in a turn.
Standing in the middle of the turn is worse than low side.
It could be. Especially if there's oncoming traffic, or you know, because if you go back up, you're gonna have to go straight for a moment.
Yeah. Huh. Well, we'll see. Maybe one day they'll have some video of that.
One thing I do know from this article, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you know, all the other safety features they're working on, you know, that's radar. The engineers at Bosch are a lot smarter than I am.
Oh, the engineer who built this studio is a lot smarter than you are.
Well, I don't know about that.
Hold on, let me pat myself on the back. Oh, hey, bada bing, bada bing, bada fuko. Right. You know, if they want to impress me.
Well, they are.
I want one of those motorcycles from that anime show, Robotron. No, Robotron? Yeah, I think it was Robotron.
What did it do? Because I'm not familiar.
You ride the bike, and then you... And you go off a jump, and then it turns into like a space chute that you can fight aliens and have guns, and the wheels end up in the back, and it goes into a protector space chute. Pretty cool. That's what I want to see. I don't give a damn about not crashing. We all crash, we'll go crash again.
All right, well, I'm going to move on.
All right.
Speaking of crashing.
Yeah.
Did you see the movie Deadpool this weekend?
I did.
It didn't crash. It made a bunch of money.
Yeah, well...
And it was dedicated to... what's her name? I had it right here. She's escaped me.
Mister, I'm going to try and be all impressive and all this stuff.
It was dedicated in the memory of Joey S.J. Harris. She was one of the motorcycle stunt riders in the Deadpool movie, and we talked about her probably almost a year ago, where she wrecked on the set, ran into a building, and... died. So they dedicated the movie Deadpool to her. So just kind of reaching back here, something we covered in the past. The movie came out. It had some pretty good motorcycle stunts in it.
It did. I enjoyed the movie, and I it had some motorcycle stunts and some other stuff, and I was okay. I liked it.
Yeah.
I want to say much of it.
And speaking of motorcycle stunts, what the hell happened to Moto 3 this weekend?
Well, you know, here we were talking about those jets, and I'm thinking Yakov Kornfield could have used a couple of those. If you didn't see the Moto 3 crash, I'm sure you've seen the video going around on Facebook and stuff. Enya Bastianini, the younger brother of the Moto 2 rider. I think he's the young, right? I'm assuming they are.
They got the same name.
He was crashing, and Kornfield comes around the corner, and there ain't no place to go, and he hits him square between the wheels.
Well, the other bike was on its side.
Yeah, it was sliding, on its side,
sliding through the gravel.
Yeah, nice dyno pull there. Sliding through the gravel, he hits it, launches up. Right, and he catches it, and you go, okay, well, that's kind of impressive, right? And you go, all right, you know, this all happened fast.
I'm expecting him to go ass over elbows through the air.
Yeah, but he landed it. He nailed the landing and stuck the landing in the gravel trap.
And kept on going.
And kept on going.
Got back on the track.
Like, okay, if you hit that in the track and you ended up there, say, all right, everybody jumps their bike and blah, 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 blah. He got lucky. He landed in the gravel trap, kept it up, and kept going. Great job. I mean, that's just...
It was impressive.
It was impressive. It's
going to be one of those memes that stick around for a long time. Yeah, and
the video is going to keep a long round time, too. And here, let's... I don't know. Where did he finish? And he finished sixth.
After that, that's not bad.
Right? I mean, pulled a top 10, almost a top 5, after flying through the air and landing in the gravel trap and pulling
running over another bike. Leaping like a 3-inch thick bike. Yeah. Those are all small bikes.
They're small bikes. but great job. I mean, just a great job. I mean, the race, I always enjoy the Moto 3 races. Arenas won, Mignot, and then Ramirez. But definitely the highlight of the race was Cornfield doing the old Cornfield Cruiser there. Woo!
Yeah, at first I thought, you know, I did see the full accident. You know, he just basically lost the front end.
Yeah.
Was sliding, you know, slid off the track, but he took a couple other riders with him when he did it. And it was just amazing piece of stunt work. I mean, that could have been in a movie. That could have been in like a Mission Impossible movie or something
right.
like that.
It looked like a stunt movie. It looked like special effects.
Yes.
But good job. You know what? I guess I was wrong. He is the only best Sanini riding in MotoGP. I thought there was another brother, but there's not. I was wrong.
He's an only child, is what you're saying?
I don't know if he's an only child, but he definitely the only racing child. We might as well talk Moto 2 and Moto GP while we're here, since you transitioned us into that.
Yeah. Let's hit it. Let's get it on.
Let's get on. Moto 2 was a little bit of a sleeper.
Yes. Yawn.
I mean, you know, in the beginning you thought, all right, maybe there's a chance for a couple other people, but Bagnaia was fast all weekend, and he got out there and just showed how fast he was, and everybody kind of got spread out. There wasn't really much even racing in the pack, except maybe Javier Verhey and Miguel Oliveira. But other than that, everybody kind of spread out. Alex Marquez managed to keep it up. No wreckers or checkers. And Joan Mir, they call him Mir, I want to call him Mir. He rounded out the podium.
It just wasn't, I mean, it was, after a first few laps, it kind of just fell out, and that's just the way they ran for the rest of the race.
Yeah, right, and it just kind of got blah. You know, sometimes you get that, and it just sucks that we've had a couple, if you throw in the World Superbike races, we've now had three kind of boring races in a row. And that kind of sucks. You know, Isaac Vinales, little brother of, I'd call him Isaac, but whatever. He crashed out like the first lap. Baldessari didn't finish. Navarro didn't finish. You know, a couple guys. Much to everybody's surprise, Sam Lowe's finished on his tires.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to the Lowe's family. You actually have a race finish this year. He didn't finish well on his tires, but he did finish. Baby steps. That was a bit of a jerk thing to say. Bagnaia was just the class of the field. I can't imagine. I can't see anybody beating him on a regular basis to make the championship close the way things are going. You know, the last couple rounds, he's kind of proven himself to be the better rider.
He definitely has done that. And I think, you know, you might get Marquez is probably going to win a race or two.
Yeah, and Oliveira's going to win a race or two, but I think...
There's just not enough.
I think Bagnaia is going to end up winning
he's gonna be on the
four
podium.
More, five more,
and he's going to be on the podium.
Yeah, and that's how you wrap up championships, right? And, you know, I mean, we're only in round five, and we're already kind of... We're like election night. We're calling Moto2 for Bagnaia. Barring injury, you know, I mean, bad luck happens.
It does, every weekend.
Yeah, you know, I mean, all the time bad luck happens.
Yeah, Lorenzo has bad luck every weekend.
You know, his is kind of self-inflicted.
He doesn't think so.
Well, he's an idiot, right? That's part of the reason. Let's talk about the important things in that race. Dovey crashing without anybody hitting him.
And even in the slow motion, they keep saying, well, he lost the front end. I don't know where he lost it.
Somewhere's in the on the track.
Well, I know, but I don't see anything abnormal happening. And
it was real early in the race, so it was like, it wasn't tire issue. I don't know.
It's just one of those things, I guess.
Sometimes you just lean a little too far or something. I don't know. And then Zarco, who came out with the pole, he was looking like this is Zarco's weekend.
And who was it that didn't make it to the starting line?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but wasn't the guy finished, third in qualifier? Didn't he not make it out? Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Somebody didn't make it out, and he was pissed. They kept going to him in the pits.
Uh-huh.
And you could see his eyes were red. He was fired up. Lightning bolts coming out of his nostrils.
Yeah, he'll get over it. Yeah. But it looked like it was going to be Zarco's weekend.
Yeah. I was cursing myself for not picking Zarco.
Yeah.
Until he wrecked.
There's your spoiler. Until he wrecked. Famous last words. And he wrecked kind of early. I think there was what?
Like lap 4 or 5 somewhere.
Yeah, there was like 19 laps to go still. Or something like that. Right? He kind of wrecked kind of early. And then all of France went, oh, it was like they surrendered again.
Yeah, when they panned to the stands, you could see them, holding their heads and some of them, crashing into their seats. And they weren't happy campers.
No, they weren't. And you can't, imagine if that happened to an American where he was like leading at Laguna Seca. We'd be throwing fist pumps. And if he crashed, we'd be very much mad. So it seems like, even when everything goes wrong for Marc Marquez,
it goes right.
It goes right. Maybe it's just destiny he wins a championship this year.
Well, at this point, he's going to have to do some self-inflicted damage.
Like Lorenzo. He's going to have the only chance he has of not winning a race is if he lets Lorenzo pick his tires.
Well, it's also, you got to look at that. Yeah, well, that's true. I would say his pit crew and, him working with them have made the right decisions on tires more often than anyone else has.
Yeah, and over the last couple of years, when to come in, when to do this, when to do that. And he seems to have a lot of confidence in the bike. He has a lot of confidence in his own skills.
Oh, yeah, the pass he made on Lorenzo.
Yeah.
That was a work of art right there.
Yeah. So, he's feeling it, and sometimes when you're feeling it, even when everything goes wrong, everything goes right. Here I was thinking, all right, man, maybe Zarco can get up there, maybe Lorenzo can hold up Marquez enough that he can't catch Zarco at the end. Maybe Iannone will crash him out. Maybe, this, maybe that. Rossi started ninth, came running through the field. Throw in the crashes and stuff. He ended up on a podium. And Daniel Petrucci, we barely ever talk about him, on the Alma Pramac Racing Ducati.
A Ducati.
A satellite Ducati.
Finished third.
Second. And Miller finished fourth on the other Pramac Ducati. So maybe they figured something out there.
Well, there was only one factory Ducati on the track.
Yeah, and he finished sixth behind the two satellite teams. should we talk about Maverick Viñales? What kind of... Yeah. He's like the Tom Sykes of MotoGP right now.
What is going on with him? He was such a guy last year.
Last year we were like, whoo! And then he got a couple wins, and I think his head went right up his rectum. And damn near killed him. No. but...
yeah, he had.
He's been few and far between on anything.
Yeah, and that started about three quarters of the way through last season. He just kind of disappeared, and he's really disappeared this year.
Maybe he needs spend another couple weeks in Paris, if you know what I mean.
I think that's why did Zarco make a decision too soon? Maybe one of the two Yamaha spots would have come open.
You know, I don't think they're going to punt on Vinales after 1 year.
It'd be a season and a half.
Well, it's two seasons, right? I mean, he ran all last year.
He did, but
and he had a decent start.
But he faded big time.
Right, but I don't think they're going to punt on him after 1 year here, bad. Right?
You don't?
No. Now, next year, he's got to produce, or he's gone. Like, if he doesn't get a win this year, he's in trouble for next year. But I think they also understand the bike's not set up good for his style, maybe. Maybe it favors Rossi's style. Although, there's no reason the bike should be set up the same.
Why would they do that when he was winning last year?
You know, because although we like to think the engineers and these people with a lot of money are smarter than us, at the end of the day, they're usually not.
Well, he did have a great quote at the end of the race. Or at least in the post-race interviews. Vinales said, "Horrible race. We have to change something." And my thought was, maybe
the rider?
Maybe the rider.
Oh. What he needs is, Maverick, here's the key to that phrase. We need to change something on the bike.
Yeah, see, and
no, you no, better, no, 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 because you can say the rider rides on the bike. No, that's not going to work. We have to change the... something inside the fairings or something. Below the seat. I don't know. It's got to be something. Last year we were high on him early in the season. Now it's like, who? What? Where?
He's just disappeared.
He's disappeared.
Has anyone even taken him in the pool this year?
I think somebody
did. Maybe early on?
Yeah, somebody did early on, I think. And then Rossi rides from ninth. You know, his quote of the week was, "I think I found speed." He said, like, sad day afterwards, and he did. He quickened right off.
Well, I think he would have finished fifth if Dovi and Zarco hadn't come off the track.
Yeah, maybe. You know, both of those guys, when they lose tires, drop back fast. So I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. You know? I don't recall what tires they had, but...
Well, Lorenzo went soft again.
Yeah. Maybe something's there we don't know about.
Ooh, why did they call you Mr. Softy?
That'd be great if we had some Mr. Softy music.
Yeah, it would be. It would be, you know, but I enjoy staying out of courtrooms.
What we do from now on, whenever we talk about Lorenzo, that plays in the background.
Yeah, Mr. Softy. So congratulations to Petrucci getting on the podium. You know, normally when you see a... Pramac Ducati on a podium or something like that, it's a rain shortened race and everybody went in for tires and they stayed out or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So that's a good thing for Ducati that one of their satellite teams is finding a way. But both him and Miller found something. You know, the team found something there. So, you know, good for the both of them. I think that's...
But it still comes down to, for Yamaha, their satellite team is still outperforming.
Well, who's going to be their satellite team?
Well, that's a different story
for next
year.
That's a whole different story for next year, right?
For the current year, their satellite team is still outperforming them. Yes, Zarco left the track in an accident, but he still qualified better than both the other guys. And he was running faster
laps. It was also his home track, and the bikes aren't that far apart.
He was still running a faster laps than they were.
Yeah, but he's French, and you knew it wasn't going to last forever. I mean, he's French.
But he's still a good rider.
But he's French. They surrender. They quit.
They make stop. Great fries, though.
No, they don't even make good fries. Maybe they make cognac. Good cognac.
I thought it was wine and champagne.
I think the French make cognac. I could be wrong. If I am wrong, send an email to ken@ntnradio.com and tell him we're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah,
he always enjoys those.
Yeah, but it was definitely a Marquez's dominated race.
Yeah, and it's like everything was setting up for it to go wrong, and it still didn't go wrong, which, you know, is just a killer.
Petrucci started getting a little close towards the end, but Marquez's team put out the signs.
You don't have to race fast, buddy. Don't crash, right? That was the don't crash. And those guys are off for like 3 weeks now, 2.5, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They'll be in Mugello.
Ducati home track.
The Ducati home track. Maybe that's why Pramac's finding some speed. Maybe with the jumping around, Pramac all of a sudden was like, oh, if we race good a couple races, maybe we can sign with KTM or somebody fast. Oh, that was a dagger to all you Ducati guys. Send that hate mail to Warren at ntnradio.com. He actually had it up on the board for me to read that.
Well, they're going to have to replace Lorenzo. So, you know, those two guys might be fighting for Lorenzo's spot.
Oh, Jack Miller on the factory Ducati? That'd be slow.
But that could be, you know, that could be there what they're looking at.
You know what? That's a valid point. I wasn't even that. My head wasn't there. But you know,
start a rumor
that they're all fighting for
the Pramac team riders are fighting for the soon to be vacant Ducati spot.
That's, you know, we've started worse rumors. That one actually probably might have some grit to it. I don't know if Petrucci would get it, but I could totally see Jack Miller. Who else do they have on other Ducatis? Carol Abraham and Javier Simon. Yeah. And Chico Rabat. There's a name. Mr. I'm a Moto2 champion. What? Who? Where?
Well, look what he's, you know, he's not even on. I can't even consider that a satellite team.
Yeah, that would be a CRT team if they still had him. Yeah, you know what? They Ducati's got to look to bring somebody up, you know, to bring somebody into that, and I don't know who they pick.
I wonder if Lorenzo had the air jet system from Bosch, if that would help him.
Yeah, he had it backwards on the bike, so it actually slowed him down. Maybe Bagnaia? I don't know who Ducati's got to replace Lorenzo with.
It could be just whoever finishes best this year.
Maybe they got to do something. They got to get rid of Lorenzo.
But his contract's up this year, right?
Yeah.
He signed for 2 years and this is the second year.
But, I mean, and speaking of contracts, Dovi just extended his for 2 more years. So for 2020, with Ducati, he's going to be there to 2020. So that's great news for them. That's good news for Dovi. I've always liked Dovi as a rider. You know, I always felt he got the fuzzy end of the lollipop stick when he was with Repsol Honda. And, you know, that was on Ducati's Twitter page. And then we got a little bit else of silly season stuff. And this one's kind of weird because I'm not exactly sure what it all means. So motorsport.com, which I know some of the guys that write for that and stuff, and they're actually pretty credible, even though some of them have been friends with me.
That should knock them down at least a notch or three.
It does, but they're reporting that Joanne Mir has signed a pre-contract with Honda, which, if activated...
A pre-contract.
This is what I said. If activated, I'm reading right from motorsport.com, so if you think I'm full of hooky-dooky, you can go look it up yourself. Big hat tip to those guys. It says, if activated, would promote him to a place in the Japanese Marquis Works MotoGP team, motorsport.com has learned. So pretty much it's saying if Honda takes up the option, he gets a factory ride alongside of Marc Marquez. And Danny Pedrosa is gone.
Or they run three bikes.
Danny Pedrosa is gone.
Or they run three bikes.
Danny Pedrosa is gone. No more three bikes. Nope, will not see it. Cannot win with him. Cannot.
Oh, they are winning with him. He's supporting Marquez like a good teammate.
So this is interesting, right? Mir is a Moto3 champ, and he's in his first year, I believe, of Moto2. So it's not like he's like a Moto2 champ that's moving up. And every now and then you get guys that jump right from Jack Miller, Moto3 to MotoGP. It doesn't always work out. I think there's a big difference in riding and a big difference in the race experience and stuff. So
so that's why I don't see him coming straight up to Repsol Honda.
Oh, look at this. So it says, the Honda pre-contract with Mir expires the end of May, which is coming up, after which the 20-year-old would be free to begin talks with Suzuki or Ducati, who have also expressed interest in him. Joanne Mir on a Ducati. It's believed that Suzuki is his second choice. to race this guy side by side with Alex Rins in the event that Jorge Lorenzo ultimate remains with factory Ducati.
I don't see that.
I don't think Ducati wants him.
I don't think racing. Why would Suzuki be your number two choice? They've showed nothing, really. Oh. Every now and then you'll see something, but for the most part, they're not up there with the Hondas and the Yamahas or the Ducatis, even.
Yeah. Huh, this is a weird statement here. Maybe there's a translation thing here. It says later on in the article, it says, likewise, Ducati is assessing how it could fit Mir into its plans for 2019 should Lorenzo depart, as has been strongly suggested by Petrucci. Now, does that mean getting Mir in is suggested, or that Lorenzo's leaving is suggested, which we all know?
I think that's the latter. Yeah. I think it's the latter. And because Petrucci is all, you know, I'm sure.
And Petrucci's saying Ducati's choice is between me and Miller.
Yeah.
And I think you lose that one, Petrucci. I don't want to be a jerk, but I think you lose that one.
I can't see them bringing up a Moto 3 guy ahead of either one of them.
Yeah. But you would put Mir on a factory, you know, a team somewhere. But maybe Mir's going to go to, maybe Mir on the Honda. That'd be not a bad fit for him. I don't know.
Well, I just don't see where Pedrosa would go.
Pedrosa to the Suzuki or the KTM would be a solid pull.
Well, KTM's already got Zarco and... Shoot.
Bender?
Bender, yeah.
Yeah, I would punt Bender in a second for Pedrosa to develop the bike. Boom!
I can't see Pedrosa wanting to go to Suzuki.
When you don't have a ride and somebody's offering you money, but...
Other than that, yes.
But, you know, if Vinoni's still there, I don't think anybody wants to go there that's not in a tank.
Well, he didn't wreck anybody this past weekend.
No, he wasn't actually in the race long enough to do that.
Good point.
He just wasn't, you know, I mean, that's like, nah.
Yeah, but he can honestly say, I didn't wreck anybody this weekend.
That's actually true. I will give you that warning. You is right. So anyways, that's some of the silly season stuff that came out this weekend. Let's get into flat track. They're at the Sacramento Mile.
I will admit, I did not watch this week. I had so much other racing and other stuff going on, I did not get to the flat track.
I did watch the flat track. I enjoyed the flat track.
Hold on right here. Did you just say you enjoyed flapjacks, or do you enjoy flat track?
That's what I said. I enjoyed a flapjack. You're killing me. You are killing me. I guess I'll start with the...
I think everyone knows, without even looking at the results, we know that at least two, possibly three Indians were on the podium.
Yeah, three Indians were on the podium. That stinks.
And I think Mies is one of them.
And Smith is third, and the in-betweener was... Oh, now my mind's going flat, going back. Blank. Crap, I can't think of who was in between them.
Well, I figured you'd had it up on your screen.
Oh, Coolbeth. Coolbeth, because he's on an Indian.
So two factory riders and one privateer.
One privateer, and then I believe, you know, Flat Track's website's giving me problems right now, but I believe Baker was in fourth. And I watched your Saturday night. It was late. I was tired. Yeah.
That... Indian engine is just so dominant right now. I mean, you might get somebody else sneak up in there, but that's because somebody's made a mistake.
Yeah.
If they don't make a mistake, I'm not surprised Indian doesn't have the first six spots because they got six Indians running every weekend.
Yeah. Hey, racist.
No.
But Cal, you know...
You'll see an occasional Harley, you'll see an occasional Kawasaki.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's actually true. And then the four, I want to call them 450s. That's the single.
Every time.
The 450s! Kobe Carlisle, a Flying Tomato, got a much needed win.
Yes, he's been underperforming this year.
He struggled. He got a slight victory. It was a, it was like a dive bomb going into the final turn. And Ryan Wells, he was a champ a couple years ago, kind of came in on him and they kind of battled. And it was like a photo finish, man. It was a hundredth of a second, I think. Something wow. like that. Yeah, it was close.
A nubby on a tire.
Yeah, literally. And probably the Flying Tomato's big head. but, you know, the miles are fun. I like watching the miles. They're fun to watch. They're good times. You know, I enjoy my flat track.
And where did Doghouse favorite Shayna Texter finish?
Oh, I don't know.
Because she's had an up-and-down season with this brand new
Husqvarna. Yeah, I want to say she was in the podium. No, she wasn't in the on the podium. She was up there, though. I don't remember.
You're just having all kinds of memory issues.
Yeah,
we have to reboot you.
I should unplug for like 30 seconds. And, no, Bromley finished out on the podium. Where did she finish? I don't remember now. She was having a good race. Part of the problem is it was so long ago, my mind is screwing up the heat races and the finals.
Because there was a lot of races between then and now.
Yeah, I know. My mind's completely blank right now. But I knew I should have wrote notes.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I didn't get the flat track. There was just so much else going on race-wise. And then I actually had some life stuff to do.
Life stuff.
Yeah. I guess, stuff in the...
We have lives other than this? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it sometimes.
Crap. I didn't know I could be doing other things. Flat track, I don't even know when the next race is. How's that?
This is not our best episode.
No, we are struggling. Folks, next race is in 4 days? What?
Thursday? Yeah, it would be right.
The Arizona Mile. Yeah. Ooh.
No, they've already done the Arizona Mile.
It says May 26th.
The Arizona Mile because they had the problem with the dust coming down?
Yeah, you're right. The Illinois State Fairgrounds, Springfield, Illinois.
Okay, that's...
I don't know why it's... Oh, that's the airing on NBC of the Arizona Mile. Oh, yeah, the
NBC...
I'm like, why? How are they racing in two places?
I will admit that I did start to watch Flat Track this weekend because I caught a repeat episode...
On NBC?
On NBC, and it was probably two heats in when I realized it was the Calistoga race and not...
Not live.
Not
yeah.
live. They've done that to me two or three times now.
You know, I do want to pitch a bitch, and I don't bitch often about Flat Track. Here's my bitch. Stop showing me last year's race between the heat races this year.
It's so confusing.
Oh, my God. My brain can't handle that. You start throwing Saturday night, some drinks, tired.
It's done me the same way.
Like, I sit there, and I'm, like, watching, and I'm like, and that's the other reason, what? Right? I have a hard time processing because I've seen two finishes to the 450 singles
at
Sacramento.
One of the races, I'm sitting there watching, and I don't remember which one it was, and they went to that thing. And I'm sitting there, and I've got an adult beverage, and I'm looking. I look outside. I said, why is it dark on TV, and it's still light here?
Yeah.
And it's out west somewhere. It had me... I have no clue.
That's
the first time I didn't realize they were showing the races in between the heats.
Because they also do stupid things. Listen, I like Fans' Choice. They're selling real commercials.
I love Fans' Choice.
TVs on... real commercials for TV on the internet, which God bless them people. Maybe radio can follow up and be like, oh, those guys are really smart.
They're doing podcasts.
On podcasts, right? They're doing all these great things. And then they're like... And it'll on the scroll, it'll say you are watching the 2017 Sacramento Mile. Then the next one is 2018 Sacramento Mile starts soon. So you're like, you see, you are watching the Sacramento Mile, and then 2018 is like the next thing.
Yes.
You're like, huh? What? No, why is Corey Texas in the Twins?
He's running for birthday. And one's at the night.
Yeah, and it's like, wow, what did I put in this engine juice here? It's killing me.
high octane.
I can't handle it.
That's maybe that's why Indian's doing so well. They've been putting the wrong gasoline in.
My brain.
Of course, that could be what's going on with Eli Tomac, too, when we get to that discussion.
You and your crappy transitions. We are so... I'm going to send you to transition school. That's right. I'm sending Warren to tranny school.
I didn't like that. I don't like that at all.
You liked that a lot. By the way you were laughing, you definitely liked that.
It was funny, but I didn't like it.
So, FU Comcast Infinity. Xfinity. I can't say it right now. No matter how I try. Xfinity Wars, Infinity Wars.
And I'm not happy with my Fios.
Last DVR. Year, I had MAV TV. I'm not going to lie. The only thing I watch on MAV TV... is motocross.
Because
I don't go to it because there ain't nothing on that.
The first two races are on MAV. The second two races are in NBC Sports.
So I went to look for MAV and I'm like, I don't see MAV. So I press my little button and I say MAV TV. And it goes, MAV TV. No, MAV. So then I spelled it out, MAV TV. And it goes, MAV TV. I'm like, no, V. So I put it all in, and to find out, I don't have it.
It just doesn't understand your New York accent.
I guess not. So I don't know what the hell happened. I got to look at my Comcast stuff and figure out what the hell happened, because I no longer have MAV TV.
Well, I may or may not have it. I don't know, because when I tell my DVR I want to record motocross, and it gives me the thumbs up that you're recording motocross, I shouldn't have to go to two different channels and record two different channels of motocross, right?
No, you shouldn't. It should just be motocross.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It only gave me the two shows from NBC Sports. So either I don't have MAV, which is a possibility.
That could be.
Or I got to go and independently set to record MAV and NBC Sports.
You know, either of those are very possibilities. They actually have the watch on demand, but now it's like, watch... NBC Sports Gold. I don't know. I'll have to look, see if I have to pay for them. I'm tired of paying for things. Let's go to 250s. Osborne looked pretty good. Alex Martin looked pretty good in the second one. Not so much in the first one, but pretty good in the second one. Plessinger. So I'm an idiot. I don't know if I've told you this today.
Occasionally, I've noticed that.
I'm watching the moto, and I'm like, they're not mentioning Cianciarulo. Why didn't they mention Cianciarulo? And then it's like, duh.
He's ACL not racing surgery. The 250s this year.
Yeah, ACL surgery. But, you know, the Martin brothers, who we always expect to be fast on the outdoor series, were fast.
Yep.
Osborne looks like he's going to be hard to beat. Plessinger looks good. Cooper looks pretty good. I was kind of surprised by Cooper.
Not Cooper Webb.
No, Justin Cooper.
Because Cooper Webb didn't run.
No, he's a bum anyways. You know who had a bad weekend that I'm a little surprised by is Shane McElrath. He finished 9th and 11th for a position of crappy.
For 11th overall.
And even worse than him, Justin Hill, 16th and 13th.
And Austin Faulkner had a good first race.
Yeah.
Had some kind of back injury and finished last in the second race.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I'm a little surprised by Hill and McElrath doing so crappy. I'm not surprised the Martin brothers and Zach Osborne are doing well, right?
No, not at all.
You know, I like Hangtown. There's a lot of elevation change in Hangtown, which just makes it a fun track. And that one turn where they go around and, like, it's, like, off the edge of the track and it's all bumpy and stuff.
I like the half pipe myself.
Yeah, no, that's nice, too. And the new, they're not whoops, they called them something else. Going up the hill. You used to like rhythm jump up the hill.
Rollers,
yes, thank you. They called them rollers. I kind of like the new rollers. It was like outdoor whoops.
Very, very similar.
But maybe a little further apart?
They're a little further apart, because I think you'd only jump one at a time. I don't think you can get
you
more
need
than one.
Big huevos to whoop something.
And it's uphill,
know.
Too.
And it's uphill. That's what I'm saying. You need big huevos to like just nail the throttle and go.
Which I don't think I would have them big enough to do that.
No, I don't. I know I don't. So.
But it was.
Osborne looks like he's come out of Supercross and he is ready to rock and roll. And that's problems for the rest of the.
Yeah, and Plessinger didn't look like he was ready to rock and roll.
He didn't look bad, but the Martin brothers looked like they were back in their natural element. So it'll just be a matter of, can the Martin brothers slow up Osborne enough to take points away from him? 450s. I didn't watch the first race because I don't have map TV.
Yeah, same here. I don't know why I didn't get
the I don't know how Eli Tomac won the first race.
The second race, though.
The second race, it begins with a C, ends with a G, and has a H-E-A-T-I-N in the middle of it. Because there's no way you can crash, get up from your crash, and run 4 seconds a lap faster than the leader.
Than everybody else.
Than everybody else. Everybody's fastest lap's 4 seconds behind you. Something's not
called
right
a,
there.
Called riding a 550 or 650.
Yeah. Something not right there.
That you he know, was just incredibly fast.
Nobody is that much faster per lap.
Marvin is a fast rider.
Marvin's
not
fast.
That fast.
Yeah, nobody's that fast per lap difference. Just that's crazy. That's 4 seconds a lap. Like, if you had a couple guys that were 4 seconds a lap faster than some back markers and stuff, yeah, okay, hey, man, that's the difference between a back marker and a front guy. You're 4 seconds a lap faster than Barcia, 4 seconds a lap faster than Musquin, 4 seconds a lap faster, well,
Anderson.
I was going to say Anderson, but then I was like, get real. Baggett, Pike.
Roczen on the first race.
Yeah, well, Roczen.
He didn't do very well in the second race. From what I've seen,
he kind of lucked out in the first race.
From what I read, he did okay in the first race.
Yeah, he got sixth. Again,
he still looks kind of weird on the bike.
He looks very weird on the bike. He looked very weird. They had a lot of video of him and stuff getting online. I was watching, like, getting on the bike and stuff. He shouldn't be there yet.
Yeah, we've said that for quite a while.
You know, one bad fall, and he's out again.
But we've also said that, you know, he's been out so long, is it going to affect his... If he doesn't ride, it could cost him.
Yeah. You know, he's in a bad spot. Part of it, I believe, is because... Part of it... The reason he's in a bad spot is because he wasn't beloved. Right?
He pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah, if Ryan Dungey had gone down with an injury and was out for a year... Everybody been like, Ryan, come back to us. And
KTM doesn't want
KTM,
you. We'll take you.
Yeah, well, but KTM would have been like, no, Ryan, we love you. Our fans love you. Everybody loves you. You're a good person. What they get with Roczen is you're a little weasel. And if he's not winning, nobody likes him.
With Roczen doing the way he is, you know who that makes is the best Honda rider right now?
Christian Craig?
Yeah. Who would imagine that?
Not me. That's,
Hey, Craig's a good rider, don't get me wrong, but...
To be on the Honda, though, it's like, for a full factory ride like that, it's like, eh. Honda has a big problem. They actually probably need to bring two people up next year. They need to go raid the 250s and get some talent.
Well, I don't remember who they are, but there are like five or six riders that can't race in the 250s next year.
Yeah, but they need to, you know, they got Jeremy Martin's a Honda rider, RJ Hampshire, Chase Sexton, you know, they need to go, those are guys already in the stable. They need to go and just grab some of those guys and get out of there. Barcia, 3-3 this weekend.
Yeah.
Good weekend for
Musquin,
him.
Musquin, 2-2, Barcia, 3-3,
but
Anderson,
Tomac,
4-6.
A 1-1, so he took the weekend, and the second race he was... 4 seconds a lap, something.
That was unbelievable. The last time he did that was when he wrecked and blew out both his shoulders, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Can't remember where that was. That was in Tennessee, the race
Red
down
Bud? There. Was it Red Bud now?
No, I think it was in...
Bluntville. Yeah, that's you gotta love motocross. Every track is named after weed. High Point! Red Bud! Smoke Bud. One day we're going to be like, and they're going to the Smoke Bud Nationals in Colorado. come on. But, man.
The Red Rock Smoke Bud.
Yeah. Purple Haze. Here we are at Purple Haze in Minnesota. Tomac, though, that's... You know, you always joke around and be like, oh, he's on a 650.
I've said that several
times. I'm not
times.
Sure it's a joke anymore.
Doesn't seem like it.
4 seconds a lap. That is a lap. Right? 4/10 a lap is, wow, that guy's fast. 4 seconds a lap is like, that guy's on a 1,000cc bike.
And you know that Musket and Barcia weren't running easy.
No. Right.
And when he went by...
And he crashed.
Yeah, and when he went by, and when he went by Marvin in the second race, it was in the half pipe. He run it was just like Marvin was there.
If they had had in helmet radios, he'd have said, "Roll up the windows and lock the doors, because I'm gonna take them with me when I go by."
Yeah,
it was right. It was like the difference of being on like a 50cc scooter and a drag bike. It's like, what? So I don't know. I hate to accuse Tomek of cheating because I do like the guy. He was a cool guest. He's fun. He's way better than Roxen, but...
And we know the AMA's checking these guys out.
I hope.
Yeah. So I would make the assumption that if he really was...
Check that bad boy out.
Yeah. If he really was cheating, I would think they would catch him.
The only thing... But, you know, with the way they've changed Supercross, I don't even think it's an endurance thing anymore. Sometimes you get somebody at the end of the race and they'd be doing it because they were just in better physical shape. I don't think Musquin and Barcia looks in good shape this year. I don't think these guys are in bad shape.
No.
Not the guys he was pummeling.
No.
I mean, that made him like 75 seconds a lap faster than some of the backmarker guys. I'm just making that number up, but it sounded good.
Wait. It probably wasn't that far off.
No, probably not. I mean...
Now, I will grant, some of the people... Because he'd had a bad start in the second race. I think he got, 14th out of the whole shot? He was 14th somewhere there. And there were some other guys that might have held him up a little bit. But Cooper Webb wasn't there. Dean Wilson wasn't there. Cole Seeley, Josh Grant, Justin Bogle. None of those guys were at the race. So, some of your mid-pack guys that could have slowed him down a little bit... But even if they were there, the way he was running, I don't think that would have slowed him down. He was just so far faster than everyone else.
Yeah. He had a best lap time of 2:19. Musquin did have a 2:20 early in the race when it was clean and there was no traffic to battle. He ran a 2:19 through traffic. He won the race by 13 seconds and he spilled at what, lap 10? I mean... to 10-minute mark, something like that. It's like halfway through the race, he spilled. And he hunted down Musquin, who was 20 seconds ahead of anybody relevant at the time. And, it was like, oh, I wonder if this... When Tomek got up and he was running, I was like, oh, all right, he might make a podium out of this. He might make this, he might that. And then all of a sudden it was like, they go to the cameras and he's already on Musquin. And I'm going,
wow.
That's what
exactly
do you do?
What I said,
yeah,
wow.
How do you battle that? Obviously, Musquin needs to go to France, take a little trip to the south to Italy, go talk to this guy. His initials might be VR. He might have a number 46 on his bike.
Learn how to kick
people over when they're going by you that fast. Because that's the only way to even that out. Just wow.
But we have said, and he has proven it.
He's fast.
Tomek is fast, but he's also records or checkers too.
Yeah, when he's on, he's fast. When he's not on, he hurts himself
bad sometimes.
When he's not on, he's a mess. They got Glen Helen coming up, which is in San Bernardino, California. So we can just hop on Route 66. Maybe we'll go hop on Route 66, try and make it there for the weekend.
Well, let's get a closer one. We'll skip this one, try to get something closer.
All right. See, everybody, I wanted to go. Just so you know, I was all ready to pack up and go. It was Warren who said he didn't want to go. Right?
I need to stay here for the rain.
Oh, yeah. You got to enjoy that rain.
I'm going to blame it on the rain.
I think... They do have Buds Creek. We could do Buds Creek. You want to do Buds Creek?
We could do Buds Creek, or we could go down to Blountville. That's not that far.
About 7 hours. You know, with traffic, it's about the same as
Buds Creek. And we're laughing because it's true.
I know. It took me... listen, for the people that don't live on the East Coast...
Especially right? This area.
This area, too. Well, New York City traffic's pretty bad, but I live 75... miles outside of D.C. I left my house yesterday at 4:30 in the morning to go someplace 10 miles north of D.C. It took me 4.5 hours to get there. And I drove straight there. And I do not drive slow unless everything stopped. Just a nightmare. Yeah, if I had been going to Bud's Creek, it would have been a 7-hour trip. We can make Blountville in 7 hours. Let's do Blountville.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Now, Warren's like, anything to avoid Maryland.
Yeah. When people, you know, around here, on the rare occasions I have family or somebody comes up to visit that's never been in this area before, and they ask you, well, how far is it to X or Y? And I always reply, in time. They inevitably say, why do you keep saying it's an hour? Instead of, it's only 10 miles. Yeah. It takes about an hour to go 10 miles around here.
Sometimes. Sometimes. And I've never been to Blountville, so I've been to Butch Creek a few times.
It's
off of 81. 81,
yeah.
Yeah, well, Ken and I, when we went down to Barber a couple of years ago, I don't remember if the week, it was, I think the week after Barber for the Moto America races was Blountville. Like, we were coming back, and I was like, Ken, you know, you're not in a rush.
Let's stop off and check it out.
Let's just stay. So he was like, yeah, I don't know if I can do that. And I was like, all right. Bum, yeah, it's not like you had a job at the time. But anyways, yeah, maybe we'll put in for...
We'll have to see when it is, because...
When is Blountville? Now you're making me look. June 23rd. No, I can't do that.
No, I was going to say, that is doable, because in July, I got plans
for vacation. I'll have to discuss some things. I have a lot of family things in that time. I'll have to look closely at the calendars.
Okay.
I will look.
But stand by. Maybe you'll get a live report from Blountville.
We're going to call it Blountville. We're going to be like, light them up, smoke them up, inhale, exhale.
We're not going to inhale. We're going to emulate one of our former presidents. We're not going to inhale.
But we are going to walk around and be like, even with nothing in our hands.
At least once.
At least once. We're like, hoo-wee, dang old people. What do we got? Guess that's it.
That's it, man.
That is it. Do we have what kind of racing do we have this weekend? We know we have flat track.
Yes, and no.
Yes,
do we do
flat track Thursday night?
Okay, Thursday night.
Thursday.
I don't know if there's any other racing this weekend.
That's what I'm looking up right now. We have flat track May 25th. Is that this weekend? Yes. Oh. World Superbike, almost said WSBK. World Superbike is in the UCK. It is Donington Park, I believe. Yes, Donington Park in the UCK. Within Derby, United Kingdom. I didn't have a good accent for that.
That was horrible. I don't even know what that was.
I don't either.
That sounded like Dobby from Harry Potter.
I don't watch Harry Potter, so I'm a straight male.
I have kids.
The look I got. You have kids with other guys? You can do that? How does that
work? You got to take your daughters to see Harry Potter. Yeah, you got to see it.
I actually have a recording of her daughter. No, Daddy, I don't want to see this movie. Let's go see something cool. Let's go see something with motorcycles. They're going to be in Donington Park. I would look for Johnny Ray to win.
Raya for the double. Raya, how many people on the poll is going to say that?
Yeah.
Oh, just about everybody.
Not me. I'm going to see where some of the other guys qualify and try and do the points. Points play.
That's what I did this weekend, and I don't think it helped me.
It didn't hurt me as bad as it could have. So we'll be... I guess we'll be back next week. I don't have the music up. I should turn the music up.
And this has not been our best show.
Man, I am struggling today. I don't know what my problem is.
We had good subject matter, and we've just kind of...
We've punched it. Yeah. Well, you know, we kind of threw off our theory on how we do things. You know, our system got a little thrown off. And once you throw off the system, I turn into like an idiot. Like, I've realized that without the system... I'm just a jerk.
We need to get a system. I don't think we ever really had one.
We used to. Before you were around, we used to have a pretty strict system. We don't have that no more. We used to do things called show prep and cuss and swear at each other. We don't cuss and swear at each other enough.
Well, damn you, Phil.
Get it started. Damn it to hell.
Start cussing.
I will start cussing. We'll be back next week, hopefully a little better organized. I don't know why we're just so off today. Seemed, what a nightmare. If I was from Baltimore, that's how I'd say it. And we got dino pulls going on in a shop without a dino beneath us.
Yeah, so it kind of confused things, too.
Yeah, that's like all the time. I don't know if you guys can hear it. I hope you can. Because it doesn't sound bad, but it's like...
Oh, like Nissan ZX.
Yeah, it does sound like a Nissan. We'll be back.